Having a business idea or a product idea is one thing, and turning it into a real product or business is another thing. In today's episode, I am going to talk about the biggest challenge most people face when it comes to turning an idea into a real product or business. And also, I am going to talk about how to deal with this challenge. So, the episode begins after this quick intro. Hello everyone, you are listening Rishabh Jain on the Rishabh Jain Show, digital marketing podcast for side hustlers. And my mission with this podcast is to give you the best strategies, tactics and knowledge about sales and marketing funnels so that you can build and grow your digital coaching and consulting business and live the life of freedom and abundance. And the episode begins now. I remember I have started my journey in the online space back in 2017 with a YouTube channel. And over the period of time, I figured out this internet marketing, I started exploring it and I started learning it. And I was just keep learning and learning and learning. Okay, I have spent a lot of time learning about marketing, learning about how things works in the internet, in the online space, how to sell things, how the technology works, how to build funnels, how to do automations and all. Yes, I was spending a hell lot of time on exploring these things, learning these things, trying these things. But even after realizing that now this is the time to actually launch something, launch a product, launch a service, I was just not doing it. And there was a very big reason behind it. And I think this is one of the biggest reason when it comes to actually turning an idea into a real product. Most of the people who are into entrepreneurship, who want to become an entrepreneur, who have an idea in their mind and exploring the things, are actually not able to turn it into a real product because they have this challenge. They are facing this biggest challenge. And this challenge is nothing but, let me tell you what it is. It is a limiting belief. Yes. It is a one big limiting belief that is stopping you to actually convert, actually turn your idea, the business idea, the product idea that you have, that you want to launch, but you are not launching because you have this limiting belief, and because of that you are not doing it. And this one limiting belief is, let me tell you, this one limiting belief is, I am not good enough. Yes, I am not ready. This is the biggest limiting belief that not let you actually take action and make your product a reality. Because you just keep preparing and preparing. You spend a hell lot of time in learning like I did, and you actually never launch because you think, still I'm not ready, I'm not good enough, I have to work on myself, I have to make myself better, and then I will launch. And you just keep doing this process for a very long period of time, and you actually don't launch anything. Just think, just take a moment, close your eyes and think that, is it happening with you or not? You have already given a lot of time exploring. You are actually learning things. You have an idea in your mind about your product. It could be your course. It could be the coaching program that you want to launch from a very long period of time. It could be the consulting. You want to actually help people on one-to-one. You have a service to provide. You want to do it as a freelancer. What it could be anything actually. But you have this idea in your mind, but you are not executing it. You are not able to come up with all the things that you needed to actually launch it, because you are thinking, okay, let me just learn a little more. Let me just spend a little more time to improve myself, and then I will launch. Because right now I'm not confident I will be able to deliver or not. So these are the self-doubts. These self-doubts, these limiting beliefs that you will not be able to deliver. You are not ready. You are not good enough. You need more time to get to actually prepare to launch something. These things, these are the biggest hurdles in the path of your success and in the journey where you can actually have a product in the marketplace. So how to deal with this limiting belief? This is the next big question. Okay. Because you know that yes, this is what is stopping me, but how to deal with it? This is the question. Okay. And it's really important, because if you can deal with this one thing, definitely you will take action and you will execute your idea. So this thought, this limiting belief, it could be because in your environment there are people who don't think you are worthy. It could be from your childhood. You have listened multiple times from different people that you are not good enough, you are not talented, and you don't have skills, or maybe you even don't appreciate yourself, and you know that you are good, but still you undervalue yourself and your capabilities. So it's the problem, which could be due to some external factors, or it could be because you have some internal false beliefs which is actually converting it into this form of limiting belief and block. So you have to break it, you have to actually knock it down, and for that the ultimate thing is just let go everything else and just have confidence in yourself and in your abilities. Okay. The best possible way to deal it is just be inspired, be motivated, and just follow few tools, few practices that will help you to overcome this problem. Like, you can try the positive affirmations like, I am enough, I believe in myself, I am worthy, I am ready. These kind of positive affirmations you can do every day, and it will help you to break these limiting beliefs. You can listen some motivational, or I would say the some kind of affirmation recordings. Like my mentor suggested me to listen Strangest Secret in the World by Earl Nightingale, and I think this is one of the best audio. And I listen it every day, and I think it helped me a lot to break my limiting beliefs. So I also highly recommend you. It's like I would say in our country we have like this Gurukul, where the generations pass knowledge to the next generation. And this is what I am doing. I have learned something from my mentor, and I am passing it to you. So you can listen this Strangest Secret in the World by Earl Nightingale. This is one of the best audio ever recorded, and it's a 30 minute video. It's a 30 minute audio actually. But when you will listen it, you will actually realize many things about yourself, and it actually helps you to overcome all the limiting beliefs that you have. So listen this, you do the positive affirmations, and don't think too much that you are not good enough. Just start executing, start working on your idea. Okay. And you are ready, you are good enough. Don't don't let the opinions of other people alter your life, okay? And just believe in your own abilities, okay? This is the key. Belief. Belief is the biggest factor in the success. So you got to believe in yourself. You got to believe in your abilities. Only then you will be able to do any business, and you will be able to turn your ideas into products. And this is the biggest challenge that I am facing, and I have faced in my own life. And thank God to my mentors that I actually I'm able to handle this situation. And now I think I am almost overcome this problem, even though it's not possible to overcome completely from it. It's a long process. It will take some time, but if you will keep try, you will see that yes, change is happening. You start taking action, and this is what happening with me. By doing all these things that I'm telling you, I overcome this limiting belief. I knocked it down, and actually I'm now working on my coaching program. And I was thinking to launch it from a very long period of time, but I have started taking action, and right now I'm actually doing it. Yes, I'm actually working on it, and definitely I'm going to launch it very, very soon. Okay, you will also get the updates in this podcast, because it's going to be the beta launch, and actually I'm committed to help few people to get the results. So stay tuned. You may get the opportunity to join my coaching program, beta program, and it would be completely free in beta phase, and after that it will be paid. So yes, I am working on it, and I also recommend you that just do it. Just whatever may be your idea, just start executing it, because you are good enough, you are ready, and you are worthy. Okay, you just believe in yourself and in your abilities. Okay, so this is what I want to share with you in today's episode. And this is what the biggest challenge that most people face. So I thought, let's just discuss about it, because in this podcast I share not just about funnels and not just about marketing, but I also talk about the things which actually stops people and don't let them actually become successful. And I just talk about the things which I personally feel I faced in my life, and I think these are the common problems that many people face in their life as well. So if you also have this problem, just overcome this. I have suggested you the solution, the thing that I am trying and that are helping me to overcome the problem, and I'm damn sure that it will help you too as well. So just do it. Okay, so thank you guys, that's all for this episode. I hope you find today's episode helpful and valuable. Please share this episode with your friends so that I can reach out to more and more people and help them with my podcast. Also, don't forget to subscribe the podcast on your favorite streaming platform and write a review about the show. You can download my 7-step guide to start and launch your first digital coaching program by going to the link swiy.co/coach. swiy.co/coach. See you in the next episode very soon. Till then, stay blessed, stay awesome. This is your host, Rishabh Jain, signing off. Thank you very much.